Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Rick Maurer is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance, author of Why Don't You Want What I Want? It's two separate books. I encourage you to own both of them and study them. You'll thank me later. Rick Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R.com is the website. Rick, we're talking about your energy bar. We've been talking about resistance, the fact that there's never nothing. It's always either resistance or support, one or the other. And your job is to find out where that energy is. Is it higher on the resistance side? Is it higher on the support side? We talked about the fact that 3% can make a difference one way or the other, right?
Yeah. I mean, 3% of what you do is because of the leverage value. I mean, the story you told about, you know, a driver saying, well, you know, if we reversed our routes, we could save gas and time. I mean, stuff like that. I remember a colleague of mine used to work in a government agency, and she wasn't very high up. She had a small team. And she said she just felt like they were spending so much time doing stuff, you know, just stuff. So she called them all in, and she had flip charts, and she said, look, what are all the things that we're doing right now that maybe we don't have to do anymore? And she said, I didn't know what they're going to do. They came up with, like, pages of stuff. And then they went through it, and on every case they said, all right, who wants that thing? Mm-hmm. And quite often they say, oh, I don't know, or, oh, yeah, the last, you know, head of the organization wanted that. But it was...
But he's been dead 10 years.
yes. I mean, there was part of the archaeology. And she said, clearly there's stuff we had to keep, but we cut out, I don't know how much.
Do you have any idea, I have to just stick this in here. Do you have any idea how much more efficiently America would be if we could get the government to do that? I'm sorry, we don't have to languish there. But I was just thinking, what if we did all that to regulations, Rick?
It would be great. It would be great. I mean, it really. I'm actually a fan of regulations, but man, when I see stuff on the books that was appropriate in 1870,
right? And
I
we're
go,
still,
wait,
and we're still, and here. We're still abusing companies with it. Yeah.
Yes. But even in companies and even in small businesses, like the people listening to this program, I bet there are things that are just part of how you're doing business mm-hmm. that nobody sat back in a long while and said, wait a minute, why are we doing it
Question
that way?
Question it. So you're saying part of the energy bar, so what you're saying is, it sounds like, is all resistance is not bad.
Oh, no. Resistance is a very good thing. I mean,
it's part of the yin and the yang of this whole energy bar thing, isn't it? As long as everybody is intellectually honest. And as long as your resistance is constructive, not just being difficult.
Well, but resistance can also be, I don't want to go there because I'm afraid. It's going to cost me my job.
Right.
I mean, so, yeah, it's there for good reason.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I was just going to stick the quick story in there about the young lady who was watching her mother cook a ham. Remember that story? And the mother pulled the ham out of the bag and cut the short end of it off about 3-4 inches and started cooking it. And the little girl said, Mom, why did you cut the ham off like that? And she said, that's the way my mother taught me how to cook a ham. And she said, well, why did she do that? They said, I don't know, let's call her. So the grandmother said, that's the way my mother taught me how to cook. Well, great-grandmother was still alive. They called her, and they said, why did you teach us all how to cut a ham, how to cook a ham like this? She said, I never had a pan big enough for a whole ham. And this became entrenched and systemic and institutionalized for a stupid reason.
That's a great story. And the sad thing is, those ham stories exist in almost every organization you go into.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wrap this up for us on the resistance and the support for the energy bar. We got about a minute.
Okay. So whatever it is you're up to, whatever kind of change or new idea, whatever, there's going to be support. There's going to be resistance. You've got to decide where I need the support to be. Do I need them just to be willing to go along, or do I need them to be champions and lead this thing? And then where's their energy today? And then what it's my job as a leader, I need to say, how do I shift that energy from indifference or grumbling up to where I need it to be? And create a plan for that rather than a technical and financial plan. I mean, not that that's not important, but the human part is just as important.
Right. Well said. Hey, Rick, good job today, as always.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you helping us move our businesses along. You always do. We always get smarter when you join us.
Thank you.
Come back soon.
Okay.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen, M-A-U-R-E-R. Put a .com at the end of his name, and you'll find some good stuff. You'll thank me later. For going.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.